From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Electromagnetic compatibility seems to be one of those vexed issues that gets tossed around like flotsam on a stormy sea. In this country, we have standards which are administered by both state and Commonwealth bodies, and things seem to get lost in the system and issues that arise are neglected or glossed over. Years ago, I drove a car which had a crazy response to using a 2-meter radio. The flasher unit suffered a seizure and would increase the flash rate to well past the legal maximum of 300 flashes per minute. We've probably all seen the reports of other strange behaviours from the electronic technology, which has migrated into our road vehicles. Whilst generally there is a level of safety implied by the design rules which determine what things must be included and how they work, there is an area where there doesn't seem to be such a set of rules. It may seem strange that I raise the subject of mobility devices, but from the two-wheel terrors on the public footpaths of the more agile to the necessary 3- and 4-wheeled scooter and electric wheelchairs that more people are now using, there seems to be a lack of design rules or certification for many of these devices. I'm aware that it seems to be a rite of passage for radio amateurs to take delivery of equipment and get it operational without reference to the user manual. I let that ritual go last week when I read the owner's book of instructions for an electric wheelchair. When we unbox a radio, we expect to see certifications from various regulators, most notably the FCC of the USA, but also we have things like the CTIC in this country, and these markings indicate that certain standards of design have been met and the item was certified. There was no such certification that I could see either on the device or within the booklet, and it wasn't until almost the last page that a stern warning was printed. Considering this unit is for conveying a person with less than 100% physical capacity, you may say safety warnings are necessary. I won't dispute that point. However, here was a blanket warning about the use of radio transmitting equipment whilst operating the chair, and it specifically mentioned the inclusion of mobile phones. If there is a need to ensure EMC standards are implied, surely it is what is loosely described as a disability aid. For the person who uses a safety pendant, UHF-CB or a 2-metre handheld, you are told that it is unsafe to use it. Then you have to ask why the battery in the chair itself includes a USB charging outlet. This is an ironic and confusing set of facts, and somewhere there must be answers. But in the meantime, I won't be leaving my phone at home just so I can use this mobility aid. It is not simply the radio spectrum users that are bedeviled by lack of EMC enforcement, but other, much larger sections of the community also. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.